Thank you, choir, for that special, beautiful song. It's good to have our children with us this morning, our three children, Tim, Sean, and Kim, and Greg, our son-in-law, with us this day. Special holidays and so forth, events, we get together, but it's good to have them and part of our service today and witnessing the baptism of Jameson and Aubrey. Our message this morning is going to be taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. It's the free gift of grace. Grace is always sufficient in time of need, according to Hebrews chapter 4. But Paul, here in Romans, talks about the much more. There's much more to come as you read through chapter 5 of Romans. And he talks a lot about grace. And oftentimes we talk about the free gift of salvation, but it came with a price, such as anything that's important in our life. Our freedom as a nation comes with a price, the shed blood of those who serve and have died in that service. And Christ, who came as a babe, as we've celebrated this Christmas, he paid the price. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So salvation is free because Christ paid the price. And for any of us and all people within the world, as Ephesians 1 said, that God knew us before the foundations of the world. He knew us. He knew that was going to be born and knew that we would sin, and he provided a way out when he sent his son into the world. So, if you want to follow along with me as I read Romans 5, beginning with verse 15, or you can look at it on the screen. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of one, many died, much more, there's that much more, you'll see that again, did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which comes through one who sinned, for only the one hand the judgment arose from the transgression resulting in the condemnation, but on the other hand, a free gift arose from the many transgressions resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of one, death reigned through the one, much more, there's that word again, much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through the transgressions were resulted in a condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted the justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience, and we know that was Adam, the many were made sinners. Even as through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous, and that's Jesus Christ. Verse 20, the law came in so that transgressions would increase. But where sin increased, grace abound all the more. So that as sin, insomuch that the transgressions would increase, but where sin increased, abound even the more. And then verse, I want to read that one again because that kind of is a key verse to the free gift of salvation. Now in verse 21 there you see on the screen, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through the righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, thinking about this and thinking about Christmas and everything, everyone likes to receive presents, right? And probably everyone in the city here got presents this year. And especially the ones that are useful, which reveals how the giver put forth the thought and effort into the purchase. Now in the Bible, we are told of the best and the most beneficial gifts of all. The Apostle Paul proclaimed the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is in Romans 6:23. That's the latter part of that verse. So, what Paul is saying here that God offers everyone the free gift of eternal life for salvation and the free gift of his grace to walk in that spiritual victory that we all can have in Christ Jesus. So even so, there are those who have refused eternal life in the Son, and there are even those within the body of Christ who are not abiding in their God-given freedom. Now, as we look at this particular passage of Scripture, I want us to see Paul shared God's blessings of grace. This morning, we're going to look at some of the words that Paul used to share or what he's meaning, the much more, or the free gift of eternal life, the righteousness that God bestows on each one of us when we accept him as our personal Savior. Paul is someone who felt compelled to emphasize the gift of God. It's a gift. And again, we all like to receive those gifts. And the ones, Lord, that have put meaning into it, and it has everlasting thought to remind us how Christ gave his life for us when it comes to the spiritual realm of God's kingdom. So in both Romans and Ephesians, chapter 2 and chapter 3 and chapter 4, Paul taught extensively about of God's grace. He covers that actually through all 13 of his books. For he believed that receiving this gift was essential for the redemption unto God in eternal life. And in the book of Romans, I don't know if you've ever just sat down and read the book of Romans. Romans is a good book to just sit down and maybe take a couple hours and read through the whole thing. But here in Romans chapter 5 is the much more chapter. There's more to come is what Paul is saying. More to come. When we accept Christ, there's more to come in our life. He bestows upon us, first of all, that grace. And it's through faith that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul stressed the great detail and significance of what he called the free gift. Paul also directed mention grace, and he also charis is another statement, which means goodwill, loving kindness, and favor. Now, all of these things are important to us. The words for free gift, charisma, and grace, charisma, or charis, are interchangeable. Therefore, when Paul spoke of the free gift, he was referring to the free gift of grace. Paul, I believed, became a servant of this gospel by the free gift of salvation. Now, let's look at the second part here. There it is. The gift comes through a price tag. And I quoted that verse a while ago, Ephesians 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. So salvation and grace, the free gift of God, comes with a price. But every gift comes with that price tag, meaning there is a purchase price to be paid. Just as sin came through one man, and that one man was Adam. From the very beginning of the foundation, that's why Paul says in Ephesians 1, he knew us from the very beginning, and that's why he provided redemption for us and sealed us with the Holy Spirit. And then, also, grace came through one man, and Jesus Christ provided that redemption, that grace that we all needed. And we read that this gift came by the way of the righteous act of God. Jesus purchased the world's freedom by his own life. I was thinking about this message and thinking about a way to give an example of that. I read quite a bit about Billy Graham, and many of you read stories in his life, and I have several books on Billy Graham, but there's one that caught my eye that fits in perfectly with this. One day, Billy Graham was driving through this one southern country or this town, and you wouldn't think that Billy Graham would have a heavy foot, right? We all do at certain times. We've all probably been pulled over and been warned or something. But Billy Graham was pulled over and was given a speeding ticket. And the policeman said, you know, you're going to have to go to court to pay this ticket. And as he stood before the judge asked him, are you guilty or not guilty? And Billy Graham said, I'm guilty. And he said, well, you have to pay $10, and you have to pay, and that's a dollar for every mile you was going over the speed limit. And then suddenly, the judge looked at Reverend Billy Graham and recognized who he was. He said, Mr. Graham, I'm going to pay your debt. He said, there's a penalty for breaking the law, but I'm going to pay your ticket. So he took out his wallet, took out $10, and he attached it to the ticket and paid for his fine. And then he looked at Billy Graham and said, I want to take you out and buy you a steak. And that's what he did. And Billy Graham said, that is how God treats repentant sinners. That's how God treats repentant sinners. And that's true, isn't it? The price of our redemption to God was Jesus' death. Again, using Romans 6:23, that every one is supposed to die for his or own sin. Now, thirdly, God has given free gift of grace, which is his divine favor, pardon from sin. Paul says in Romans 6:23, I'm using this because this is an important verse, because it tells us that Christ paid the price, the sin debt for us. For it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So in order to receive this gift, you must first appreciate the worth of it. And thinking about that, Judge, he knew the worth of Billy Graham and what he was doing, that he was an evangelist and he was sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he wanted to reward him, not for the ticket, but reward him for what he was doing for the cause of Christ. Now, I like to read a lot about the old forefathers of who helped write the word and translate it and so forth. And I was thinking about Jerome, Saint Jerome, who was born back in 345, 420 A.D. That's way back before us, right? And he was a forefather, and he translated the Greek manuscript in which we read from English into Latin, but the Bible, so that people, common people, could read from Greek Hebrew to Latin, and then eventually it was translated into English. He purposely lived in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. And one night, he dreamed that Jesus came to him to bring him a special message. And upon that, Jerome, he gathered up all of his money to give to Jesus. And Jesus said, I don't want your money. That's not why I'm here. And then he gathered up all his possessions and he offered those to Jesus as well. And Jesus, he said, as if, I don't want your possessions. That's not why I'm here. And then Jerome then recalled a moment in his dream when he turned to Jesus and says, what can I give you? What do you want? And Jesus replied, give me your sin. That's what I came for. I came to take away your sin. He did, didn't he? Each and every one of us. That's why he came. Jesus wants to give you and me the eternal life in exchange for giving him your sin. And then finally, the receiver recognizes the sacrifice. Those of us who have received the grace of God, we recognize the sacrifice that Christ went through. Jesus told the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Living water. Living water is one that you never thirst again. See, God offers you, he offers me that free gift of grace this very moment. Instantly, immediately, you can receive it. He has seen our own flaws, our own failures, our attempts to becoming right with him, because we can't work for it. There's nothing we can do to merit salvation, the free grace, the free gift. The Lord knows that we are helpless sinners, and that is why he gave us his one and only Son. Simply said, Jesus wants to be our atoning sacrifice, and he was when he came to this earth. He wants to give us eternal life. Now, our question is this morning, will you receive God's gift of grace right now if you don't know him personally? Just like Jameson and Aubrey and all of you and all of us who have accepted and will understand the price that Jesus paid for our sins. And that's why I called it the free gift of grace. Jesus paid the price. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, these moments together, as we have sung songs of praises, songs that will lift us up, read scriptures that tell us about you, the message that tells us about your free gift of grace, your free gift of salvation, the penalty of sin, the price that it took, the shedding of your blood to to remove the sins from our lives, from the world. And I pray if there's anyone here that doesn't know you personally today, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is always at work, always knocking our heart's door. Revelation 3:20 said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and will open the door, I will come in and fellowship with you and you with me." That door has to be open from the inside. From the inside. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. And whatever your will is in each one of our lives, may we be willing to accept who we are, that we have fallen short of your righteousness and your glory, and we need Christ Jesus in our life to help us make good decisions, to live the life. And we can't live it by ourselves. And even Jesus told the disciples, unless you abide in me and me in you, it's impossible for you to live the Christian life. We need Christ to motivate us and live through us and live his life through our lives. And that proves our love and commitment to you. We praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.